just before they come in to sing to us. If you can, have the children wear a red shirt of some type. Emphasize that they sing loudly, but not scream. Young people's things were big, and that's why I love them, and very hurt that we don't have enough to get a lot of energy going. But you can come to all the parties. We love you and all this, but it kept moving me around in the choir, and I finally figured the person next to the person is singing loud, so I sing louder compensate for them singing louder. And so joining in on the third and last song, which will be Joy to the World, the children, Isaac Watts song, the children see Larry Wise. If you would like to call her, I have her phone number. You can get that. And so we're hoping that all of you will come. So please bear that in mind. we have enough to sing. Let's sing at least one Christmas message. You can either sit there and not sing and just have to listen to us make it through it, or sing the Team Upon a Midnight Clear 86. We'll sing the first and fourth verses. Number 86, let's stand and sing the Team Upon a Midnight Clear. And at the same time period, Owen Hunter is the children and all these things, and so that's very good. The Word of God declares all other things that happen in the spiritual life. One of those things that when you walk in the Spirit, you will see Him lead and guide in doing to people to walk in the spiritual life by faith, and the Spirit will lead and guide in regard to the area of giving. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, "Though I give all my goods to where I even become poor, if there is not flesh, not done, empowerment of God the Holy Spirit." With these things in mind, let us prepare ourselves in prayer. Let's pray. Father, especially today, therefore, Father, being the cornerstone of spiritual love and of what Christianity is about, we give this morning, we pray for both unbeliever and believer. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. And a special, and so let's begin with a word of prayer to, as far as God's plan is concerned. Pivotal to the gospel. Part of the whole understanding, the entire understanding of the gospel. How crucial is the virgin birth, pregnancy and birth of Jesus Christ, pregnancy of Mary, birth of Christ, the opening up of Scripture. We are so aware, Father, that through the eyes of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and not through the eyes of the Spirit. So, Father, we pray now that the Spirit will open the pertinence of this and also in the spiritual warfare. America really has lacked, and Americans have lacked, really through my generation, completely incapacitated the nation. So we've not had war. We've not had a frightening commotion, a turmoil, some form of upheaval. We go through a great convulsion, great turmoil, an upheaval of some type. Individuals in America, married, they grew up from their grandparents and parents who had very stable marriages, and in terms of things like cancer, like what David and Linda have gone through. Convulsions are very good. A great convulsion causes us more than it naturally. You don't do it on purpose. You instinctively, naturally examine your most sins. It's no longer because this is what the pastor says, the church says, or what I'm supposed to believe. It's just naturally, inherently, you're drawn to examine your most serious beliefs. The reason for doing this It's very important. The disasters we suffer are due to our basic beliefs.